Television's annual celebration of itself airs tonight. That would be the Emmy Awards. But this morning, we're giving out a different set of prizes. Each year, NPR's critic at large, Eric Deggans, brings us his picks for what really deserves TV's highest honor, and we call those winners the Deggies. Eric is here with me now to unveil the winners. Hey, Eric.
Hey, I'm so honored to present an award show named after me.
Yes,
it's awesome.
It is awesome. Well, first off, for those who may not know, how do the Deggies actually work?
Well, the coolest thing about the rules for this is that there aren't really rules. I just like to highlight shows and performances that I think the TV Academy might overlook or get wrong. I looked over their nominations. I tossed in a little snark, my own critical observations, and voila, you have a Deggie Award. For example, in the category of best drama, you know, critics say series like Apple TV Plus's Severance or HBO's The White Lotus are the big favorites.
Okay, but your first Deggie goes to
Andor, the ambitious Disney Plus series that's also the prequel for maybe the most misunderstood Star Wars movie ever, Rogue One. Now, science fiction series rarely land in the winner's circle at the Emmys for major categories, and I kind of expect that to continue this year. But in addition to giving us one of the most meticulously crafted dramas of the year, Andor made its mark by charting this terrifying, violent, ruthless way that a rebellion comes to life against an oppressive authoritarian regime, which kind of feels like a story of our times.
But who is actually going to win Best Drama tonight at the Emmys?
Well, my money's on The White Lotus, even though Severance is a great contender, and it's the one I would pick if I were voting. I mean, I love Ben Stiller's ambitiously weird vision for Severance, but I think there's a lot of celebrity buzz around HBO's The White Lotus, and it's always tough to know how many people actually even see these Apple TV Plus shows like Severance even now.
Okay, now let's talk about comedy. So lots of shows that people love are nominated, including Hacks on HBO Max and The Studio on Apple TV Plus. But your Deggie goes to
The Residence on Netflix.
But that wasn't even nominated for an Emmy this year, was it? And it wasn't renewed, right?
No, it wasn't. But these are my rules. I can do what I want. I mean, The Residence is this delightfully bonkers take on the investigation into a bizarre murder at the White House involving the building's even more bizarre staff. You're right. It wasn't nominated. Netflix canceled the show. But star Uzo Aduba is nominated for playing the brilliant birder slash investigator Cordelia Cupp. Still, it managed this feat of outlining how the White House housekeepers, custodians, cooks, and assorted building staff actually work together, wrapping up that tale in this gigantic parody of a whodunit that's just really cool.
Well, since The Residence isn't actually in the running, though, who will win tonight?
Okay, so this is an interesting category because FX is The Bear, which won a ton of Emmys last year and once was a huge favorite, seems to have faced some backlash recently. So I think the real contest is between HBO Max's Hacks, which won Best Comedy last year, and Apple TV Plus's The Studio, which has two things that Hollywood loves, Seth Rogen and the chance to pretend the industry has a sense of humor about itself. So my choice is The Studio, which is the shiny new series with Hacks as the dark horse.
Now, one category many people will be watching for tonight will be Outstanding Talk Series, because Stephen Colbert's Late Show is nominated and CBS recently announced that the show would be canceled in May. So does he deserve a Deggie?
For sure. I mean, this show is still tossing zingers, even in its 10th year. And even though CBS owner Paramount may argue that the show was losing money, I'm always going to believe that Colbert's cancellation was, in part, a political decision that corporate leaders were too chicken to admit. Now, I think The Daily Show might actually win here because it's always incisive and relevant. But it would be nice if Colbert collected an honor for continuing to speak truth to power.
That's NPR's critic at large, Eric Deggans, with his annual Deggie TV Awards. The Emmy Awards air tonight on CBS. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Now, do you send out the Deggies to the show winners?
They could care less.